Welcome to the first episode of Pub Wankers, a deep dive into the British pub culture. All right, here we go. This is it. Why we want to call it Pub Wankers, because we want to talk about the wankers that come into pubs.
Of which there are many.
Of which there are many. And so it's no reflection on us, because we work in pubs. That's the first thing. We are not the pub wankers. Let's establish that right off the top. And here's my first thing is, how do you spot a wanker the minute they walk in the door?
When they can't get in the door properly.
When they push on a pole.
You just know, to be honest. They have a look, you know what I mean? Their demeanor.
There's a few, right? Like, sometimes, for me, it's like when a guy stuffs himself into skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And he's got no socks on with Converse.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's got a lot of product in his hair.
Yeah, boat shoes.
Oh, no, the boat shoes.
Boat shoes.
The big old quiff that they have.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. With the douche flute.
Yeah.
Also, not just guys as well. There's a female look as well.
There's a female look.
There's a woman that comes in. You can tell what she's...
Flat iron to the max. Mid-40s, yeah.
A little weathered looking.
Yeah, hasn't cracked a smile in about 2.5 decades.
Exactly. And always needs a couple of ice cubes in their Pinot.
Like the other day, like a magician, isn't it? Like vodka, lime and soda every time.
When you can predict their drink. That's when you know. But yeah, you're right. There are female pub wankers. We can't exclude. We can't exclude because there's...
Don't discriminate.
Right. We were trying to discuss this earlier before you came, and it's just a list of shit that people do with themselves.
Here's the thing, too, is... All right, so you end up having to kick most people out, like when you're right, like especially the shift leaders, the managers. Mm-hmm. So would you say it's like 50-50, like you've kicked out more women than men or more men than women? Because I remember we had this chat one time.
It's a tough one, to be honest. Yeah, it does, yeah. And
for you.
To be honest, obviously having 10 plus years for Spoons, that was a bit of a...
Yeah, we should talk about the difference in pubs.
Yeah, we do work for a nice pub now.
Yeah.
We run a nice pub.
Exactly. Nothing. We are not a Spoon.
I don't think it's on either sex, you know what I mean? Wankers are just wankers.
True.
Also, yeah, some people are just born dicks.
Sometimes it depends on who they're talking to, how they'll act.
Mm. Like, yeah, that's true too, right?
Like, women sometimes, obviously not all women, but sometimes they just think they can behave a certain way to men. They think they can, like, bring it to men, and they have all the... They come with all the like attitude. They think the man can't touch them or can't do anything to them.
That's true.
Yeah. So I'd say it's an even split down the middle. There is just as many bitches as there are dickheads.
It's so true.
As we found out over Christmas, we had a fair few ticked off, didn't we?
I recall the stories coming in and hearing about it. But here's one of the things that, especially for my American followers that'll hear this, when we talk about Spoons, that is a franchise of pubs that would be the equivalent to a Denny's in the States.
I've never been, but I don't want
a Denny's. You know,
I'm immediately crossing that off.
Think cheap and cheerful, but then that counts for the customers as well.
Just want to put that out there.
Yeah,
so we're a few steps above that, but that doesn't mean that we don't get our share of wankers, exactly. But so you've worked for Spoons, and you told me about some of the stuff you found. Let's talk about pub bathrooms, restrooms, loos,
oh my God,
toilets.
Yeah,
I have to put it all out there.
Let's just put it this way: you'd think that even with the alcohol, people still know how to use the toilet, but they lose all
control.
I've seen some fucking horrific shit in toilets. Yeah. I really have.
Haven't you seen
some horrific shits?
Oh yeah. They're not in the toilet, so you know what I mean. They just spread up the wall, ceiling, floor, and
the thing is as well. I think with that as well is that like generally you expect men's loos to be worse, right?
Yeah.
Because they're whatever, but. I mean, there have been some horrible things in women's toilets as well that you wouldn't expect. Tampons on walls.
And when you sent that message to clean it up, it's like, welcome to the pub drain.
Tampons aren't even restricted to the loos. I mean, I've found them in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I mean,
we're painting a terrible image.
I know. We're just.
I know.
By the way,
this
we
is a deep
place.
Dive into pub culture.
We're not going to mention the name of the pub per se. obviously it's some horrible things. People just don't know how to use toilets when they're drunk, or they choose not to, or they're just fucking disgusting.
I mean, I assume it's that mentality of it's not my own toilet, so I can kind of, I don't have to clean it up.
Oh, I know. I mean, I worked in
I've never really I can had do... that issue, to be honest.
I mean, I've never had that issue either myself, but that's what I feel like. That's probably what goes through people's heads. Is that I'm not the one that has to clean it. Somebody else can clean it up.
Exactly.
And people have said stuff like that before as well, to maybe not about the toilets,
right,
but about other things. I mean, we had, didn't you say that somebody said that the other day?
Yeah, the other day somebody, they called up asking for like a lost watch. And they said, oh, it'll be in, you know, wherever they were sitting, or maybe in the toilet because he was sick. Sorry about that. And then I was like, oh, it's okay, you know, like how you say.
We expect it.
And then she was like, oh, well, still better there than in my house. And I was just like, oh, really? No.
So
yeah.
We have to clean
now
it
up.
Now I'm not.
Really?
Yeah. Now I'm not looking for
you're
your watch
sick
at all.
Yeah.
So someone has to clean that up.
That's why I say it's that kind of mentality when people get that in their head, I don't have to deal with it.
They don't actually think of it as somebody else has to clean this up. They just think that
it's not me. It's not me.
They might be doing it at home if the aesthetic they're looking for is. I
swear to God, I worked in an upscale office, like, you know, a very well-known insurance company, and the bathrooms were hideous. The ladies' rooms were hideous. And I remember the cleaner used to say, you would think it would be the men's room that would be really bad. It's not.
No.
Yeah. And
actually,
it's
in my
experience,
I've worked a lot of pubs. Yeah. Yeah, ladies' toilets can generally be worse.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You know, you give your girls alcohol, no offense. And
well, remember, though, we're hovering. We're hovering. And we've got to put our hands on the wall, and it's
like,
never going to be a...
Women on alcohol become capable of, like, ripping doors off, like, breaking things.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, and it's just
true.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah,
I've never
it's
done
savage
that
strength.
Out.
Yeah.
I'm missing out. I'm not drinking the right stuff, obviously. Like, you know.
I've heard, like, some wicked injuries. I was talking to one of our regulars who was saying that they wobbled home one time and, like, face first, like, crashed on some steps.
Sorry, no. Oh, no, we've had all that. We had the woman, she split her lip open. Do you remember that? And then she just spit blood in my mouth.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the pub trade, people. She was apologising.
You were washing your mouth for so long after that. You were, like, so paranoid. You looked scared. Like,
finding the highest percentage spirit you could possibly find.
Like, I was gargling with the most highest percentage whiskey we have, so, yeah. So, yeah, that's
the amount
insight
of blood that was on my face when I fell, I don't think I got a speck on you.
No,
that
you
I
were
think
fine,
about
but
it.
You were nice enough not to spit it out.
Yeah,
into my open mouth. So,
I didn't even
I mean,
spit it at the at the emergency room doctor. So.
Oh,
yeah,
God, yeah.
Good.
So that's just a small insight as to some of the madness that happened in the pub trade. I mean, people do act like wankers, don't they? So,
No, we've had a few. Like, now, here's my favorite, the wanker that won't leave.
Oh God!
Which one? All of them. All of them.
Any,
when you do last call,
doesn't want to leave.
Like, this is okay. When we're talking about, like, pub culture, because it's still. I mean, I've been here almost 10 years now, and I'm always still amazed the way that a drunk will know the law. Like,
well,
they won't know,
they
right? But, like, when you say last call, it's like they look at their watch and then they know exactly how long they have to order another drink and finish another drink.
You'd say it's more, and also they're capable of drinking at speed knots all throughout the night. But when it comes to that last pint, you'd be amazed at how long that can last.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like, they don't want to leave. Like, they have nowhere
to
go.
People actually think that, like, I just want to clear this up. Like, drinking up time
I love that we
does
have,
not mean that.
All these sirens going by and every police thunder,
like,
paddy wagons going by.
Drinking up time does not mean that at the end of drinking up time, you then go to the toilet, fix your face, get your coat, finish your drink. At the end of drinking up time, you're out of the building and the door is closed.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Or argue the finer points of drinking up time with a licensee.
Let's also clarify the point that we as bartenders are not intentionally trying to ruin your night when we ask you to leave at the end of time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? We do not. That's not our intention. We just need you to leave as is part of our
license.
Yeah,
we're not having a party.
We have you.
We're not kicking everyone out.
We're not.
Yeah.
We have to leave.
I know, they act like you're kicking them out of your living room.
Yeah,
like,
we're not,
you know,
intentionally
what I mean?
Trying to
like,
ruin your evening.
Like, oh, my God.
Or...
Yeah, it's funny, though. Like, they'll... they'll be pounding drinks all night, but the minute you say last call, they just nurse that last pint. Like
just
it's nobody's business.
Alcohol vapors. Oh, mate, it's a shame. We had a whole list. We had a game of stuff that we used to spot in customers when they were being dickheads for shots.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember what was on it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, bartenders should have their own drinking game.
Oh, yeah. We've got what's needed. Because we can drink better than all of you, so.
Speak for yourself. I'm going to lay down after three.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, is the asking for the second menu.
Yep.
Like, yeah, which, of course, what venue has a second menu?
My favorite is the wine list. My favorite is the wine list. Yeah, it's written up on the chalkboard. Go take a look.
Go and look, mate.
Red or white, what do you want? That's it. That's our wine list.
They're generally looking down and, yeah, treating you like an arsehole, like, you know, all
yeah.
of that.
But this is like, it's a traditional pub. Like when somebody comes in, I have to admit though, I have not had anybody ever ask me for like a weird cocktail, you know, like a Mai Tai or something. But it's like they know that coming in that they're just going to be drinking usually just like a mix, like, you know, like a JD and Coke.
Well, yeah, and one of our fantastic range of beer ales as well.
Of course, yeah. But yeah, that's what cracks me up is like when somebody comes in that doesn't understand it really and they are like, do you make Cosmopolitans? No, not really.
Could you? Not really,
no. No, I could, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's another one. Can you make me this drink? I mean, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, but why not? Don't you have the spirits? I do have the spirits. But I also have stock to uphold.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't just make a drink and charge
you. And then figure
you
out what to charge you for it.
Exactly, that's another
thing. It's the same as going into McDonald's and asking them to make you a pizza, you know?
Yeah,
yes.
I'm sure they've got the ingredients lying around, but.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. That is so true. What is the weirdest drink you've had to make? Because for me, it was amaretto and lemonade made me want to vomit.
That's disgusting.
Oh, yep. What was that? Archer's Red Bull and vodka or something like that.
Let's explain what Archer's is like a sours, right?
It's like a peach schnapps.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that and what was it? A Red Bull?
I can't exactly remember what it was.
Oh, that's
some disgusting ones. Yeah, yeah. People are just animals. Like anything with Ryan Nephews in, anything, because it's, okay. It's just wrong.
Red wine and Coke.
No, that's nice.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Poor man.
Did you just say that's nice?
I actually quite like it.
Oh. Red wine with ice. No.
Red wine with, I've seen a lot of that, yeah.
Anything like Cam and Sons, Benedictine, anything that tastes like cough syrup, no.
Yeah.
Do we get asked for weird drinks?
Generally not.
Yeah, people that order
sometimes.
Coffees and teas at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's bad.
There's a special place in hell for them.
That is. There is a special place in hell for the person that has to get
a cup of tea in the middle of the pub. Bar for the most labor-intensive drink for the cheapest amount. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's when the younger kids come in and ask for shots, you're in trouble when you got to start pouring shots.
Yeah, they can't handle them.
Yeah.
Oh, the other one is, I was saying about this the other day, the other one is when you get somebody younger and they come in and ask for the price of a double vodka and Coke, let's say. You tell them the price and then they say, oh, in that case, I'll have it with no ice. But I mean that doesn't change the amount of alcohol that goes into your drink.
When they asked you, can I have a ladies glass? It's like, what is a ladies glass?
What's a ladies glass?
You know what I mean? My wife drinks pints. Like, you know, what's
a ladies glass?
Like, oh,
what's a man's glass?
Can I have a record leg or a Copperberg or whatever, like, or a Krabby's? But can I just have like a girly glass?
Oh.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to specify. Cause
my favorite too is when a guy orders
you can drink it out of his hands.
When a guy orders a half pint
and
then pours it into his whole big pint glass because he doesn't want to look like a pussy.
We're drinking a half pint. They're usually the alcoholics and they'll move on to half pints, but they'll drink twice as many. So,
yeah, exactly. You know. But it does crack me up when they put it in a big boy glass.
We have a couple of people who will specifically only buy halves, and it's like, you're back in 2 minutes buying another half.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you even doing? It's the same price.
Or bum bag, man.
You
just leaves it lying around.
Or the woman that has 10 glasses of Pinot. Like, just get a bottle.
Yeah.
Like, just buy the bottle.
We all know you've got an alcohol problem. Just admit it. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, we're not judging you.
You're our salary.
I'm a purveyor of fine poisons. Get on it. I ain't judging
you. Oh, but on the you're our salary thing. No to people who say that they pay my wages.
Oh, yeah.
Stop that.
Because that's just a way for them. That's just a way to talk down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is,
oh,
that's
yeah.
the worst.
Belittling. That is a whole, oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, that's a class A
of,
wanker.
Yeah.
I mean, they're better than you because they're drinking and you're serving.
Yeah. It's because you have this job instead of whatever job they do.
Yeah.
You know? They see you as, like, you're either stupid
Oh yeah, you get that. You get that a lot.
But we've had it before as well,
where somebody on their shoes,
where somebody has come in and looked down on us on the bar, all the bar staff all night, and then turns around at the end of the night and been like, oh, can I get a picture behind the bar? You've been looking down at us, why do you want to be?
It's shit here.
Was that lady that asked me to get the chef back?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Look, get this. 11 o'clock at night, kitchen shut at 10, asked me to call the chef up to bring him back to make her a sandwich. That's a wanker.
That's a really entitled wanker.
Yeah, 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 like you said, there's class as a wanker. That's a class A wanker.
Oh, it's right. Yes, but honey, you don't know what that actually means if you think that that's what it means.
Yeah, yeah, you can't use that.
Oh, she was next level, yeah. Yeah, anyone that acts like a dickhead, really, this is a place of fun. So,
yeah,
you know, behave yourself. If you can't behave yourself on a couple of pints, you probably shouldn't be drinking.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, but you're like...
We do get our crazy ones though, don't we?
Yeah. But my favorite, I think one of my favorite stories is when you said there were you, like I remember when I was working here, and the first couple of times we were closing up, and you guys would say, "Don't forget to check the bathrooms."
Oh,
and I would think
yes.
to myself, "Okay," but I didn't know what I was looking for, so I would just go in there and make sure there were no humans and then leave. But you specifically, I think I finally said, "Like, what am I supposed to be checking for?" And you went, "Dead bodies."
Pretty much, mate. That's why we call it the dead man check. You know what I mean?
That's why. So you found a dead body.
I'd like to say that, yeah, that's a joke, but these things happen. You know what I mean? They do. Yeah, people
die in
pubs.
Especially if someone's sitting there drinking alone and you don't even pay attention to them, yeah. And then they're not there and you just think
bad.
They left.
I mean, I did say I'm not going to say too much about the people that passed because obviously it's a sorry subject. You know what I mean?
But yeah.
Unfortunately, it does happen. Like, people spend their entire lives in pubs and they die in the pubs.
It's appropriate,
well.
Though.
Yeah,
it's like an appropriate send off, I think.
I mean, we used to joke about it, and comment on it in Weatherspoons, it was God's waiting room. Because essentially, you know, it's just, you know, these old boys just come and sit here and just wait to die, essentially.
And
that's a bit
true.
Harsh, but, you know.
But they're entertaining. Like, our legendary drunk, to me, I find him funny. And I know who you know.
He's a fucking gentleman.
But the first time that he ever came in, I didn't understand a word he said because he was already drunk. But I realized that he's always like that, and he explained to me that he is always drunk.
Yeah.
And then
but
the
don't
one
gamble.
Time, right? He doesn't gamble. He doesn't fall down. And he's never been kicked out except for when you.
Well, that's debatable. I mean, I don't think I actually ever did kick him
out.
Seems to think that I did. So.
Yeah, he does. He won't let go of that. But yeah, it's the same stuff all the time. But the just one of the more recent, probably like the last two or three shifts that I worked, he came in and he was hammered. And he had a couple of drinks, and he was talking with somebody at the bar, and he was having a really good time because that person was actually engaging with him instead of giving him the brush off. And so he was drinking even more, and it was the first time that I ever saw him have to hold the walls to walk out. Like, he was holding. And then I honestly watched him. I poked my head out the door because I was really afraid of him, like, not making it home. And he held on to the railing all the way up the high street.
I mean, there was a lot of that, right? That camaraderie, like, you know what I mean, looking after people. This is a place where people come to, you know, they've got no one else. It's been time would be looked after. And we do like that. I mean, it's wrong to call everyone a wanker.
It is, right.
There are a lot of wankers.
It's 80-20, I say.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's about 80-20.
Yeah, there are some people that just really will blow your mind as to where the hell they came from. You know
yes,
I mean?
Or how they got this way.
Yeah.
That's always my
and
favorite.
How they survived that long on life without, like,
Yeah, but I think...
I mean, but it is sad as well, though. You've got to think about it. Because I've seen the regular that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Sober.
Me too.
And it is completely different.
Yes.
Like, he does not want to talk. He doesn't want to look at you. He
He's
doesn't want anything
crabby.
To do with
He
you.
Doesn't even
he
really...
He just wants to get what he wants and get out as soon as possible. Like, he doesn't have anything to say to you.
Yes.
So
it's very odd.
Like, and it is sad. It is sad. Like, the only way that you can actually feel happy is by...
Like, you could see the dead
wasted.
Behind the eyes kind of thing.
So
like
you've chosen a subject we could talk about hours.
I know. I mean, one of my favorite things, though, that and I wasn't used to this until I started working Sundays when we do roasts, is like, not even really, I shouldn't say that. It's any time when the guy that's been burdened with the kid for the afternoon comes in and gets the kid a bag of crisps and a glass of water or a Coke, and then proceeds to pound pints for the next 2 hours.
Dude, we're fine here, but I used to watch people over the road. Sorry, I'm not saying what
part. Yeah, right.
When over I worked for Weatherspoons, and it was quite sad actually. The poor kids would still have their school uniform on. You know what I mean? And they'd just have nothing but a packet of crisps to eat at night time.
Yeah.
And you'd be arguing with the parents because it hits 9 o'clock and they've got to leave, and then they're calling you an arsehole.
Yeah.
And I'm not the arsehole. You need to look after your fucking kids. They should be in a pub all day.
It's amazing.
Well, I mean, it's like
when they can sit for the entire day.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like when I was on shift on a Sunday and a group of people came in for a party or whatever, and they had been here since 2 o'clock maybe, right through until about 8 o'clock. And they had kids with them. They had kids with them. And earlier that day, they had tried to bring a KFC, and one of my other colleagues has dealt with it and said you can't have KFC in here. And then back in the evening again, this guy tried to bring in KFC for his kids again, and I told him that he couldn't have it, and he told me that his kids have to eat. My first instinct was to say to him, take your children home then.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what you should be doing. You should.
Especially when they've been here before. They know the kitchen closes at 6.
Exactly. Yeah. But it was actually like he made out that it was my fault that I wasn't letting his children eat and I was a bad person because I recall
that same argument at 3 o'clock when you had it with the parents.
There's nothing wrong with going out for a drink.
I wish I could tell you that you're not being a great parent by bringing your kids here all day and feeding them nothing but one bag of crisps, and then it's my fault?
Yeah.
I think you need to look at yourself.
Yeah. Well, he turned around to me multiple times and said, I can tell you don't have kids if you won't let my children eat. And I'm not trying to let your children eat.
Right.
I'm just saying that you can't bring food into our pub. That's our rule. That's one of the things that we uphold.
They tried having the kids eat it outside the door so everybody had to stand there watching them.
I think that was during the day,
That was unbelievable. I do remember that.
Also, whether somebody has kids is irrelevant.
I mean, but then
if you're a shitty person, it doesn't matter whether you have kids or not.
It could actually be offensive if you don't think about what you're saying and somebody has different circumstances to you. Yeah. But
then that guy, I mean, he continued all night and then carried on and proceeded to threaten to break my jaw. So
that was
a real pop.
It's all right. He ended up getting a lift home to the police station. So fine.
Yeah, that was excellent. That was like, didn't we say that when I was leaving because you were coming on and I thought, you know what, that guy's gonna end up getting bounced. Yeah. Like I could just feel it from the minute he was ordering, you know. And then he was the type of guy too that would order like 5 drinks at a time, hold you up because he was, you know, what are you having? Oh, yo, hey, what are you having? And then your attention is on him where there's a million other people that need drinks and he's holding up waiting for everybody to
people
to,
don't seem
to drink.
To see this,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then like, all right, let's wrap this up with the this is new. This has been going around now for a couple of months. The person that orders the Guinness last.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Too
those are the words you never want to hear. Like,
And a Guinness.
If you ordered it last, expect full rudeness.
Honestly, if you're ordering more than one drink.
Can we come back to this?
Yes.
Like, yeah, there's so much to say.
Yeah,
We should do like a different topic for each time. Like,
yeah,
different wankers. New one every week.
We're doing a deep dive into pub culture here, man. We should actually have a schedule.
And like say it's going to be this week and we go straight off topic. We'll
get people to I want them to like engage, like email or write in or comment what they want to hear about next, because
you're going to get those people who are like, we can do what we want.
I know.
We're the customer.
There's always like that one person
Sharon, shut up.
Listen closely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're generally the problem.
All right, yeah, we are. We're going to come back. We've got tons more.
Yeah, we have to open the pub, so.
Yeah, we got to open the pub now. Bye.